here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 25th of August, 2012. It's the birthday of the poet Charles Wright, born in Pickwick Dam, Tennessee, 1935. Father was a civil engineer for the Tennessee Valley Authority. Family moved to different dams around the South. Charles Wright went off to Davidson College, where he said the college turned out lawyers, doctors, and Presbyterian ministers. Joined the Army when he was 23, stationed in Italy, and there he read poems by Ezra Pound and loved the sound of them. Charles Wright said, "Good sounds make good sense, at least we hope so. Pure style is pure meaning." It's the birthday of the novelist Martin Amis, born Swansea, Wales, 1949, author of Money, Night Train, Yellow Dog, whose most recent novel, Lionel Asbo, State of England, is just out this month, the story of a criminal named Lionel Asbo, who wins £140 million in the lottery and becomes a great celebrity. And it's the birthday of King Ludwig II of Bavaria, born near Munich, 1845. When he was just 15 years old, he went to the opera Lohengrin, and he became a fan and then a friend of the composer, Richard Wagner, showered gifts on Wagner, subsidized his productions. Ludwig was a great patron of the arts of theater and music and architecture. He designed fairy tale castles up in the mountains of Bavaria, got less and less involved in politics. And though he was quite popular among average Bavarians, his ministers wanted him gone, and they commissioned a medical report to declare that he was insane and unfit to rule, even though the doctors who wrote it up had not examined him. He was taken into custody at a castle, and the next day he and one of the doctors went on a walk around the lake. The doctor asked his servants not to follow them, and the two of them never returned, and both of them, Ludwig and the doctor, were found dead in the shallow water near the shore of the lake. Here's a poem for today by Raymond Carver, entitled Asia. It's good to live near the water. Ships pass so close to land, a man could reach out and break a branch from one of the willow trees that grow here. Horses run wild down by the water along the beach. If the men on board wanted, they could fashion a lariat and throw it and bring one of the horses on deck, something to keep them company for the long journey east. From my balcony, I can read the faces of the men as they stare at the horses, the trees, and two-story houses. I know what they're thinking when they see a man waving from a balcony, his red car in the drive below. They look at him and consider themselves lucky. What a mysterious piece of good fortune, they think, that's brought them all this way to the deck of a ship bound for Asia. Those years of doing odd jobs or working in warehouses or longshoring or simply hanging out on the docks are forgotten about. Those things happened to other younger men, if they happened at all. The men on board raise their arms and wave back, then stand still, gripping the rail, as the ship glides past. The horses move from under the trees and into the sun. They stand like statues of horses, watching the ship as it passes, waves breaking against the ship, against the beach, and in the mind of the horses, where it is always Asia. Asia, a poem by Raymond Carver from his collection Ultramarine, published by Vintage Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Engineered by Noah Smith, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.